Jessica,
Mariam,
Amber,
Leah,
your girl Noelle,
and I'm Joy,
and we are the Ladies of Misperceptions.
All right, so Misperceptions is back, guys.
Woo!
Episode 6. We have a lot of guests on this podcast today. We got some representatives of Generation Z.
Okay, what did she say?
Gen Z up in here. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hi.
All right. So we had a conversation on Saturday in regards to the impact the culture has on Generation Z. I don't know why I keep saying it like that. I should just say Gen Z. Thanks, yeah. Sister. And we just wanted to continue the conversation with some of our representatives here. So you guys want to introduce yourselves? We can start with Jamar, since you guys had a whole
him as the representative.
Yeah, clearly.
So my name is Jamar.
My name's Gabby.
My name is Genesis S.
My name is Genesis P.
My name is Brendan.
And we have a special guest from Christ Culture.
Millennial guest.
My sister.
Jackie, over here, you know.
God.
Oh, Lord.
And we have our misperceptions here. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I don't know why y'all acting so shy today. All right, so we're going to start off our podcast like we start off any podcast with a segment. And this segment's going to be some misperceptions of Generation Z.
Yeah.
Just Gen Z.
They come for you so hard. They really are. Like, like 5 minutes ago, they really weren't coming. Like,
they're very passionate.
They're
trying
to rip their set. Like, let them rip. Yeah. Jessica.
Right. Say it with your chest.
Get it right.
Yeah. What she said.
I don't want no problems down there.
Clearly, I don't either.
Y'all almost outnumbered. I mean, y'all like 6-6. Actually, never mind. It's even.
We want them to keep the energy, though.
Let's keep the same energy on this segment right now. All right, let's do that. So, we need some misperceptions of your generation.
Laziness.
Oh, now y'all quiet.
Laziness.
Depression.
Yeah, laziness.
Depression.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Literally, like everybody.
We're depressed and all that.
Zombies.
Oh.
Zombies.
Wow. Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. Zombies?
I don't know where that came from.
Zombies.
What does that mean? Like, is that like Disney Channel kind of thing? Like,
no,
I don't
know. No, like phone zombies. Like, we're all
like, we're old zombies.
Digital zombies.
Yeah.
Digital
zombies.
What was that, Brandon? Because that was just like a whole bunch of mumbles.
Exactly. That's how it was when they said zombies. I was like,
they?
What?
Okay. So we got digital zombies. We have depression, that you guys are all depressed.
Laziness.
You guys are all lazy.
I'm not either, but we're still part of
it. Like,
you guys are still part of a generation.
Yeah.
What? Anything else?
We're crazy. Yes.
Crazy? What?
We are crazy. Everyone's crazy.
I thought that was just Scorpios.
Oh. Wow. This is getting specific. I don't know what's going on. What else?
I was going to say something else. I said,
Yo.
See? You got to kind of enunciate when you're talking.
Yeah.
I think of
something. Oh. Oh, should we say that?
Is that appropriate?
Drugs.
That's fine.
Yeah. Is that appropriate?
It's
real, girl.
It's a podcast. You can say what you need to say.
Yeah.
It's fine. Nothing's going to be held against you.
Yeah, drugs. That's one.
Drugs are big on you guys. Okay.
Yeah, a biggie.
You guys always get into fights?
Yeah, that somehow people don't know how to settle their stuff without fighting it out.
Yeah.
Like, everyone in school is always like, if you have a problem, just fight them.
Yeah. Oh.
Are these only negative ones?
Say something.
Any?
Fight.
I feel like you guys are like
disrespectful to like older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Disrespectful
to authority.
Disrespectful
to the elderly. Yeah. And like, we don't take authority. Like,
what do you
we
consider
don't listen to
elderly
authority?
Though?
No, I'm just saying like authority. Like,
wait, did he just point to you?
We both did.
Oh!
How about like people with walkers and all that?
No.
Wow. This is too much. I
was saying
with
authority,
y'all.
Like as like
Oh, you mean authority? Yeah, I get
yeah, that. Like people say, like, they don't listen to their teachers and stuff.
Teachers,
and,
like, parents.
They don't. Or cops. And stuff.
Yeah.
Well, like, they don't know how to, they don't know how to take directions from
this is none people of us. Like that.
We older need people. Guidance.
Older people.
Yeah. Is there any positive yeah. ones about y'all?
Probably not.
No. Not any. No.
I mean, we know a lot of technology. So
yeah,
we.
Yeah, technology.
We're constantly, like, evolving with.
We, like, motivate a lot of people.
I think a cool thing about y'all's generation.
Yeah, like, our generation, like, kind of motivates.
You guys are, like, go-getters.
To, like, fix
yeah,
the world and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Really? I how can you be a go-getter, but then at the same
half
time,
half of them don't even go to college,
they're
though.
They're lazy. So
they don't go to
that's
college.
Not true.
They, like, find their own little niche
yeah.
thing
it's like
and, like, make
half.
It big
so
that
I would
way.
So I would say that's not a go-getter. That's an entrepreneur. They have, they have more
yeah.
entrepreneurs.
What's a go-getter?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Girl.
I don't know.
How do you
know? Oh, she doesn't know either. Okay, I feel better.
Bye. I don't think I know what conversation with you. All right, so those are some interesting misperceptions of you guys. How about us over here? Have we heard any misperceptions of their
generation?
Wait, I really want yeah. to their definition of elderly, though.
Joy is really trying to
stop
that. Right,
yeah.
Really stuck on this.
She's like,
I'm elderly.
What are you talking about?
How, wait,
well, no, you're
no,
just,
you're not.
You're just older than us.
All right. So, do we know any other ones for this generation, us millennials?
They hit.
They did. And you, yeah. you had a question to our generation. What was that, Brandon?
I say, what is your generation name?
Ours. We're millennials.
Oh, that, okay. Not I.
Well,
what?
Except for
not
Joy.
Joy, what are you?
I'm a Zennial.
What's that?
I'm in the transition between.
What did the usual
what you call it? Millennials and Gen X or something.
Yeah, the ones before them.
What?
We think everything is a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely that.
We don't take stuff, like, very seriously.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Right. Not the vibe. Check.
Irresponsible.
Oh.
That's a misperception.
No. Genesis, you're really the one who needs misperception.
She be known.
She be known.
Looks like Genesis is coming for your life. Feeling some type of way over there, Brendan.
Oh Lord! All right, so let's refocus back to our conversation here. All right, so is that all the misperceptions that you guys have had upon your generation? No.
No, there's probably a whole bunch more.
But we just got the biggies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're.
Small.
People are haters.
Where's the small ones?
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
The haters.
Hmm?
Who's hating?
Who?
The older people.
Oh.
Y'all just, y'all
yeah,
really got
really
it for lives in this
really
entire
did.
Episode
okay.
right now. Leah's like, oh, can't clutch my pearls. What's going on?
Never.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that's another one. They don't think much.
Oh, yeah, we just do stuff.
Oh, my
impulsive.
Life. My life motto is
impulsive.
Think, just do. It's my life motto.
You're just
work higher.
Well,
huh? Life motto?
What's your life motto?
What was it?
Don't think, just do.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
It works.
It's like,
it should be positive.
It's like Nike 2.0.
I mean, that works for doing some daredevil, like jump
no.
off a cliff into the water.
That right.
That
I would,
works,
I would,
but,
do I would never do that.
That's interesting.
I did it, and it's fun.
Really?
but you could also
well,
hurt yourself from doing that.
I want to do
yes.
it.
But then now that's completely contrary to her life, entire life model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I want to do it now.
They said, mm. What is going on right now? Oh my gosh. All right, so.
Wait, so did you jump from a mountain? Like a whole mountain?
It was a 30-foot.
Did you go
skydiving?
We are in Jamaica?
Jamaica.
Yes, Rex Cafe.
Yes!
I did too. I almost broke my back, child. One and done, never again.
Wait, I jumped off of the 30-foot cliff.
Oh, I did the highest one.
Yeah, that's the highest one.
Okay.
But then I got hurt going up the 5-foot cliff. I'm like, wait, I just jumped off of the 30-foot cliff and I'm getting hurt on the baby
five
one?
Foot
like,
cliff.
Girl.
It's not a cliff, that's
yeah.
like a rock.
Completely opposite.
Oh.
Oh.
But I mean, I was only doing the 30-foot one time. That was...
It's
a one-time offer.
That's
it. Was
it.
Just so I can say I can do
never
it.
Never do it again.
No.
What can't even pay me?
Like, we would jump out of
the
airplane just for no reason.
But
yeah.
I would do
that
it.
Is
so
that
fun.
Is for no reason. Just
like,
we'll
throw,
like, the parachute
jump
and then jump
airplane.
After it.
No. I'm sorry. Wait, what?
Jump
after the parachute?
We throw
the
parachute
out. Put the parachute on.
Just
say
it. It ain't
going
on.
I think there's a jump out in real life.
Right, I'm like, you do know that, like, the way gravity works, it doesn't.
I mean, you don't have to catch it in the air.
He's trying to be Dearly Departed.
I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we take stuff. That's another example. We just, like, take stuff and run with it. Like, we see it on YouTube or TikTok or Snapchat or Instagram. We think it's fine.
That's a good one.
Who do you know those stuff?
Well, no, everyone.
No, she's just saying it.
They're like, people think, like, oh, if this person did it, I can do it.
Well, isn't that a problem now with the headbanger challenge?
Headbanger?
Yeah.
Headbanger.
Wait, what? What is that?
The middle jumps and they trip them and, like.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's like a thing.
Yeah. There's, like, kids with concussions.
What is it called?
Skull crusher challenge.
It's on TikTok though.
It's where
you have TikTok?
Also. I don't have TikTok. My daughter watches TikTok a lot.
I think also y'all are like headline readers and not article readers. Also, like,
yeah,
you know, that hit that quick to hit that repost button. Yeah. And the article has nothing to do with the headline.
That's, I think that's an epidemic.
Is that everybody? Oh, I hate that.
Because I actually get on people on Facebook when they're like, they post that somebody, like a missing child is missing, and then I click on the link and I'm like, they were found 2 months ago. You're starting a whole new Amber Alert and they're with their parents already.
They've been with their parents.
Truly do.
These are a lot of misperceptions like going on right now.
It's a lot going on.
This is a lot going on for one episode. Well, I'm glad you guys got loosened up. I hope y'all ready for the conversation.
I thought that was the conversation.
Misperception number two, y'all don't listen.
Yeah, I don't.
That's great.
That's more than misperception number two. That's like misperception number 234.
Yeah, at this point. 6,518. All right, so back to the conversation. So we were talking on Saturday in regards to the culture and the impact that it has on this generation, pretty much how to navigate the culture, so to speak, for this generation. And not only that, but we were kind of retrospecting to how we navigated the culture growing up for ourselves. So for this episode, I want to hear from y'all of how, because you guys are Christians by affiliation. Right? Is that true? Or are you guys, do you guys self-proclaim as Christians?
I don't know what that means.
So Christian by affiliation is because your parents are Christians, you go to a Christian church. There's kind of like that idea that you guys haven't fully come into it yet, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I claim myself as a Christian.
You see yourself as a Christian?
I'm at a church 24/7, no matter what.
Well, just because you're at the church doesn't mean that you are.
I do a lot of things involved in the church. I go out and tell people that I'm a church person everywhere.
I do too.
I agree.
So you guys are saying that you are Christians?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm proud.
Oh. Okay. Oh. All right. You out here. You guys are saying you guys are self-proclaimed Christians. Oh, so you guys are. So you guys are walking this faith thing out. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So how does that work for you guys, being Christians and being in the culture? Because you just named all these different things that are, I guess you could say, going against you guys. How do you guys navigate that, especially like with your friends and stuff like that, peer pressure? How do you deal with it?
I mean, all my friends understand.
They all understand?
All my friends are Christian.
Oh, okay.
Well, my friends know.
Hold on. Go ahead, Gabby.
My friends know the stuff that I will do and the stuff I wouldn't do, so they wouldn't even ask me, like, if I want to do something.
Do you find that alienating sometimes?
I don't know what that means.
All right. So we gotta talk in Gen Z terms.
Yes.
Do you find that lonely when they go off to do stuff, even though that you don't? You wouldn't do those things. Do you find that lonely?
No.
You're fine with it.
I'm fine with it.
What
kind of things are you thinking that they do?
Hold on.
Yeah, that's my question.
Go ahead, Brandon.
You try to tell Joy to talk in Gen Z terms.
I don't know Gen Z terms.
You said Gen Z terms, as in
I don't know. Y'all sit here alienating is
I know
is
what
an SAT. I don't. Okay. I haven't taken SAT.
So, y'all really coming for me today? I'm very upset right now.
That kind of offended me. You said eight when you said talking Gen Z.
All right. Terms. So anyway, so you don't find it. Okay. So Genesis, go ahead.
What kind of things do you think our friends be doing?
Well, like, no, I'm just, she said that her friends know what she would do, what she wouldn't do. And if they went to do the things that she wouldn't do, I'm asking if she finds that lonely, since y'all don't know what alienating means.
Some of them.
Right. Some of them.
Because he made that clear. And he just looked at you crazy.
If she finds that it's alienating when they go off to do things that she wouldn't do. That's all.
Next question.
Okay. Well, actually, Gabby, what are some of the things that your friends know that you wouldn't do, or what can you give an example?
I don't really know.
Okay, let's go ahead.
It's like her friends understand what she like would and would not do.
Yeah, they understand.
Like, they understand like completely. Like they say, all right, we don't have to bother you then. It's okay. Like we'll just text you when we do this or do that.
Yeah.
Is there like, yo, like, do you want to go to this party?
Well, they don't usually plan things that don't involve all of us to do stuff together, so.
Oh, that's nice. Good. That's nice. Because you don't find people like that too much.
Yeah.
Or especially kids like that too much thinking that way.
I'm still in middle school.
Yeah, high school.
I don't know why you guys have such tough lives. Like,
yes.
You in high school? What?
Yeah.
I'm the only one here that's in middle school.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not that bad.
Y'all were raised by wolves.
I've never been to my school.
She's like, I don't know what y'all doing. It's
right. My life is hard. Right.
Jamar, do you have anything to say?
No.
How bad you just took that long to do that?
No, I was just agreeing with them because, like, most they'll probably like be accustomed to you, so like they'll do everything that you can do instead of doing anything that you wouldn't do. So you guys can all hang out together.
Well, I think it's very interesting for you, being that this is my cousin, so I'm putting his business a little bit out there, because it's different for you because you came from a partying type of atmosphere, being from Las Vegas.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah.
So you should have a different perspective now that you live here.
I mean, it's kind of this. No, it's not the same. I was about to be like,
He's like, yo, shout out. Shout out to the homies back home.
Right.
Probably like, y'all real ones out there, right?
P.O.P. Hub, hold it down.
Be my homie.
okay. So my question is to you guys now is, how do you guys, I guess you could say, navigate this road that you guys are Christians? Well, Genesis, you said that all your friends are Christians. How did that come about?
Well, me and my friends, we've been together since preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And our parents have known each other. And then we just grew up together. And it was like pretty cool and stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So do you have like any, I guess you can say, friends like in school like that, that it's not Christian?
Yeah. But so they still respect me in a way. Like they know what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. And most of them are Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter at that point.
Okay. Interesting. Brandon? What about your friends?
They all
what
understand.
About your friends?
Hey.
Will they stand their ground? Will they let you down again?
PSS episode 4. Go back and listen to see what we talk about.
Yeah, we just joined the vibe.
Oh my gosh, y'all don't know TLC?
I know TLC. I know TLC. I know TLC. I know TLC.
I'm horrified.
Well, you know my mom. Obviously, I know that song.
I know. You know my mom.
What year is it?
Oh. Oh
my God.
1992,
guys. 1992.
I prefer Destiny's Child over TLC in a way.
You know the baby?
Oh.
Oh, this is a lot. This
is that not two different generations, though?
I think so.
They're definitely
90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
They don't really overlap.
What? Amazon? Maybe Escape.
That's now, once the guy passed away, it was like,
no,
that was it.
Yeah.
All right, so back to our conversation, because now we supposed to go left.
We're all left. All right. Right. Right.
You
are
you guys broke my heart with that.
Yeah, I felt that, but all right.
What just happened?
We're singing
Beyonce.
The song. What's it called?
They're trying to show us out. Is what
yeah, airplace. Yeah. I guess we're going to have like a bonus episode of like just
like
our generation versus their generation.
Right. So that would be listen to the same music as your generation.
You know, I prefer that music because our music makes no sense.
and it's very inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate.
No.
Okay, so do you listen to it anyway?
No.
To what?
No?
Listen to what?
Your music, you're talking about. So essentially, you guys are talking about. You're talking about your culture. So you're talking about like not only just your peers, but the music. That's what the culture is. The way you guys dress, the way you guys talk, the way you guys
think.
I mean,
on Pandora, I have a whole radio that's called 80s R&B radio. It's pretty good.
I have 90s.
Oh.
80s is better.
Okay.
Don't start this.
I mean, the way we dress is way better.
So you guys find yourself. So you're saying that your music doesn't make sense.
No, really? It doesn't.
So for you, Gabby, I feel like it's kind of like an old soul kind of feeling.
There's
like two different vibes going on right now.
Well, because my
friend,
I was expecting that at least 90s. You like the 80s R&B?
80s is better.
I like. I don't 70s.
Even listen to 80s.
Me. 70s.
Well, because
so often I get in the mood for 80s.
It's because my mom literally plays. That's all she plays.
Okay.
So that's all I listen to.
Like I want
to
listen to.
And I like it better
Pebbles
than
sometimes. Yeah. R&B. Mercedes boy, yo, that was my joint back in the day.
Black Street
boy. Like listening to Beethoven. Yeah,
I was listening.
I love Beethoven.
I love classical music.
I was rocking out to Beethoven and Bach and Mozart the other day. It's pretty good.
Wow, you guys are pretty well versed.
I'll say,
very well versed.
Good music.
I think most of our
culture.
I think half of us.
It means that great.
Like,
hold on one second.
Everyone that's in our generation probably is probably much faster.
Yeah. Hold on. Repeat your statement.
I said I think our generation is multi-talented.
Yeah.
Like most of us, like we can all do like multiple sports.
I think it's because everyone likes trying new things. Yeah. I think that's why.
Huh. And there's YouTube.
Yeah, what does that have to do with it?
You can learn a bunch of new things.
I mean, yeah, I'm learning how to play piano.
What?
Oh.
From my grandma and my.
So it sounds like you guys are kind of learning from past generations to, I guess you could say, navigate the generation that you're in right now, even as Christians. So, you guys are all
we are.
Learn from the past.
Okay, so.
We agree on some things.
So then it kind of like goes against the perception that y'all kind of.
Well, like.
Oh.
Well.
Caveat.
Well, we may not agree at all on perceptions.
We're
just
agreeing
the ones
right
that we hear.
Or like, we would. Oh, wait, no, hold on.
You would. Get your thoughts together.
Yeah, right? We would, like, navigate, but, like, we'll sometimes go off course, so that's why we have all the negative things.
We get distracted really easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really,
so
really
we'll, like, always fall off the path.
Mm-hmm. Like, we'll be talking to a person, and we just hop on our phone just for no reason.
Right.
Okay, I don't do that. That's weird.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Just stop mid-conversation.
That's what I do. When I don't want to talk to someone, I just like...
That's so rude.
You be doing that, I track me too.
So why don't you just say, hey, I gotta go. And then
that's
go
even
from
more,
there.
We can't do that. Not in my school. They'll just follow us.
That's weird.
Like, I'm not joking. They'll legit follow us to where we're going.
That's scary. You should, like, get some cops on you or something.
Oh. So, for you guys as walking through this generation, what, I guess you could say, do you guys feel like you guys kind of go according to that spiritual mindset or that biblical verse of being in the world but not of the world?
Yo, oh my lord. Y'all supposed to be self-proclaimed Christians out here.
Yeah, I think.
All right, what was the question?
Do you understand
being
it?
In the world,
wait, what was the question?
Yeah.
Being in the world, but not of the world. Do
yeah.
you know? Have you heard? First of all, have you heard that scripture before?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
And y'all supposed to be self-proclaimed Christian.
Don't come after us.
We'll
come back after you.
That's just mean.
Don't attack.
Be challenged. This is this generation.
She sent. She sent for you.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. So do you guys understand that scripture reference?
Yeah.
You do. No.
Kind of, yeah.
No. What does it mean to you?
Well, it means, like, living in the world, but not, like, being doing what everyone else is doing. Like, doing your own thing.
Okay. Living in the moment, basically.
Yeah. Living?
Oh, what?
Good job.
I don't think it means that.
No. That's
not what that means.
I live in the moment every day, honestly.
I don't.
Good for you.
Wait, oh. I do. Because, like, our generation, like, there's more, like, things that's happening in our generation.
Like what? There's more things happening.
Like more bad things that's happening in our generation.
Like
I mean, we're all on the same timeline.
But I know.
So confused. Like, can you elaborate?
Like I think there's more death that happened over
that is true.
Kids dying, as in like teenagers disrespecting the elders, something like that.
Yeah.
Or police officers dying.
It's like more violence and stuff.
I don't
more
think so. I think it's just more documented.
Type. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That too.
He's like potato potato.
I think everything that is happening that you guys are seeing in the media as far as like with police brutality that has always taken place.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's just you're seeing it more.
And you because you guys are from the technology age, you
right,
guys
yeah.
have access to actually documenting digitally mm-hmm. a lot more than we did.
Yeah.
You're talking about a generation that had to be quiet about it, that mm-hmm. had to do things in the shadows for it to be able to be seen in the light, and you don't even know where it came from. You're talking about having to go to means as far as, I guess you could say, organizing in a different way than you can just put a Facebook post up and mm-hmm. have something go viral. You know, there's access to certain resources that we didn't have that you guys are kind of freely given. And I think a big, I guess you could say generation gap is that you guys don't appreciate that or understand it to the point of what I guess you could say generations before you had to sacrifice to get to that point. And even as Christians, how different the perspective is, I guess you could say, with the way that y'all parents are or act towards you guys because they've lived it, they've seen it. You know, and that's something that I guess you could say for a perception for you guys don't appreciate those kinds of things because these are luxuries to you compared to us and before you.
I mean, look, I'll give you an example. You guys have a research paper. You guys get to go to Google and you have your search in less than a second. We had to go to an encyclopedia and pray that our parents had the entire set.
Yes.
Do y'all even know what an encyclopedia is?
Yeah, my grandparents have like.
Who doesn't know what? How do you
I'm just making sure because y'all act like y'all don't know what alienating me means. So.
I think I would rather do that than having teachers look at your paper and say, yo, like, if this plagiarized, I'm giving you a straight
answer.
Yeah.
But it's like, not that hard like not to plagiarize.
I mean, but like,
stop copying and pasting.
I don't know, you just took that whole paragraph out. You know, it sounds the exact same, you know, Melania, Michelle Obama, you know, just right.
Hello, for reference.
I mean, but like, well, what I mean, like, plagiarizing, like, we got this website called, like, it's just called plagiarizing.com. And like just said like I wrote my own essay and he wrote his own essay. If our thing's like somewhat similar, like 50% or more, you're getting an F on it.
What kind of school did you go to?
Yeah.
Turnitin.com.
Yeah.
But how hard is it to not? I mean,
this is from like every school like in America. Like,
no, yeah. Much is
it's us being lazy.
We like, tomorrow. Like,
I don't use anything.
All this stuff is all combined.
My school uses pens.
Like everyone who wrote an essay, they submit it. So like they just go through every essay, like whatever. Like if it said like there's 1,000 essays and I wrote one, if it's it matches any one of those.
Both of you are just
basically saying
that
us
like
is being
school.
Lazy and they're catching our laziness, so that's why they use the site.
Laziness.
Well, I guess that's a way of them actually
keeping you honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you guys have all these bright ideas and you guys are all this entrepreneurial stuff, like, you should be able to translate that into your schoolwork.
But if you're supposed to follow like a prompt.
Yeah, that's where the laziness
comes in.
What'd you say again?
If you're supposed to follow like a prompt for your paper and everyone has the same prompt, they're going to be somewhat similar.
Well, but at the same time, we're all individuals. We all have our own minds. We all have our own perceptions of the world. That's why we have our podcast. There's six different walks of life. None of our walks are the same, but there are similarities in it. But there are defining moments that are 10 times different that's going to speak to that person. That's the way God deals with each and every one of us. That's why prophets, apostles, the way God speaks to you is not the same way as God will speak to Joy, God will speak to Leah, God will speak to Noelle, God will speak to Mary. It's the same concept. Oh. I can't deal with y'all.
They feel enlightened.
Right. You're like, aha.
This is the key to life.
I get it now.
Right.
Now she's talking.
All right, well, do you guys have any other questions for us?
Oh, cheese it. Okay. Did you say cheese it?
Yeah.
I heard cheese it too.
I said, oh, geez, okay.
No? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Wait.
Oh, are you okay?
I thought we thought of questions.
I thought our generation, but actually, like back in the day, there was no LGBT or nothing like
back
that.
Back in the day?
Oh, yeah, trying to make that.
There was.
There was.
Definitely. But they wasn't, like, open with it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And do you know why they weren't open with it?
I don't know.
They was killing people.
Because they were getting killed, bro. They were getting, people were getting beat up just for these things.
Same thing.
Like I was saying, but now there's a club in my school. There's a classroom in my school. Yeah,
the world is definitely a little bit more open, I would say. But
we have a classroom.
You have a classroom?
I thought they wasn't going to do that.
There's classes and stuff like that in school. They got a day for them, a month for them.
Middle school mine versus y'all high school.
Huh? What just happened?
I don't know.
I don't know what they're talking about because I'm in middle school.
You were saying.
So bad.
Wait, what was the point of saying that?
I don't know. I think he's saying his point is that the world is more open to the LGBTQ community now. As far as, I guess you could say in our generation, it wasn't. But like I said, this goes back to the point that there's access to certain things. There's a different mentality. There's a different mindset that you guys, I guess you could say as a positive, have sparked for this new generation, whereas before it was straight by the book, beating people over the heads with Bibles kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
I feel like more nowadays people are actually finding themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, from now, like, when you look across the block, you probably see, like, three people that are in the LGBTQ. Versus, like, back then. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, they're more open about it. They feel more comfortable because...
Which is a good thing.
The generation.
Because...
Yes. Like, just take Dewey son, for example.
Yeah. Okay.
If we're supposed to be Christian, we should be able to forgive them or, like, accept them for what they are instead of doing something that we shouldn't be doing, like beating them with a Bible.
A what?
Amen. No, she has a really good point.
If God wants us to forgive each other or anything, then we should be able to do that without hurting them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's good. That's the purpose of being a Christian, instead of being someone else who will hurt you for no reason.
Yo, you got it. Snap. Well, I think you just summed up this whole conversation
beautifully.
Beautifully.
Yeah.
So good job, Genesis.
Genesis.
1 point to us.
We do a point.
No. We're going to lose.
When did this happen?
We're going to lose.
I was just speaking the truth.
I hear you, and you're right. As Christians, that is what we're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to shed light. We're supposed to especially shed love, the same love that God loves each and every one of us. He loves the world.
Because he made a sacrifice for us. Why can't we make sacrifices for other people?
Mm. Hey.
You got to. Where is her offering plate?
It's too low.
Well, with that, I think we have
a great episode. Thank you guys for coming on and shedding some light for us. And so do you guys have, we have this thing at the end of every episode. We ask the people something. You guys are going to be on our podcast. We are out to now 6 different countries. Shout out to Colombia, our newest country. So what do y'all want to ask the people out here?
If you were able to change something, what would it be from the past? And if you were able to speak up from the past, how would you do it?
Or what would you speak up about?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Steep.
Yeah. Good
question.
Right.
Woo! All right.
Wow.
She anointed right now.
I know, right? just God. Oh, okay. All right. Well, with that, guys, thank you. And we're excited for you guys. Maybe we'll have you guys on again for another constructive conversation.
Yes. Please. This is fun.
Or maybe a music battle at this point.
Right. I mean, yo, we need to have
might
that.
Might be a debate.
No. But, have what?
One
a music
two.
Battle?
No.
Can I be on their team?
Alright, guys. Well, we
I think we're singing a little
movie.
You guys right. Calm down.
Well, with that, we are signing out MP6. We thank you guys and we love you guys. So until next episode.
Bye. Go to the website and shoot us an email at info@misperceptionspod.com. We want to hear your feedback, your prayer requests, and your questions. Keep it funky. For all marketing opportunities and interest in sponsorship, you can contact us at our email as well.
You can also keep the conversation going by following us on Facebook or Instagram at MissPerceptionsPod, MissPerceptionsPod, and on Twitter at MP6POD.